This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield. Donald Trump calls them nasty questions, which turn out to be ordinary journalistic questions whose answers inevitably will reflect badly on him. But imagine a world where that process yields actual change. Judd Legum is inhabiting that world. The progressive Democratic founder of the Think Progress news site is now the author of Popular Information, a politics newsletter that has turned its attention lately to the inequities laid bare by coronavirus. His simple, nasty question, which companies do not provide enough paid sick leave? He began with Darden, which operates chain restaurants like Olive Garden and Longhorn Steakhouse with 170,000 restaurant employees across nearly 1,800 locations. Then, things started to happen.
So I wrote my piece. People were retweeting it. People were commenting. I started to hear it from a lot of other Darden employees and Olive Garden employees that, yes, this was a big issue. Thanks for bringing it to your attention. So I thought that that was, you know, a pretty good initial response. And then that evening, I was in a coffee shop, something you can't do anymore. But at that time, I was in a coffee shop getting my next newsletter together. And I got a call from Darden, and it was their chief communications officer, and he was telling me, well, I just wanted to let you know that we are going to offer all of our employees paid sick leave starting today.
I'd like to say that one of the things the free market is free of is conscience. Is that what you think got Darden to change its policy, conscience?
I think the public relations hit if they held their ground amid growing concern about contracting a virus. And I also think, and this is, I think, a big factor, is it's just not that expensive to provide paid sick leave to all your employees. There was a study that was put out, I think the same week that I published, that showed on average in the states that require it by law, people use about 2 days per year of paid sick leave. So for a company like Darden, it's a very minimal expense.
The National Restaurant Association have paid lobbyists doling out a lot of money to make sure that they are protected by state and local legislation and regulation. What did you uncover?
In the case of Darden, in February, which was the month before this piece came out, they were actively lobbying in Florida for something called a preemption law, which would mean even if a city, Miami or some other city, decides, okay, everyone in our borders is going to have to provide paid sick leave if you want to operate a restaurant within our city limits, the state law would preempt that and say that's invalid. The National Restaurant Association, Darden, they pursue those kind of laws all around the country. And that was what was really kind of shocking to me, that they switched so fast, because it was really a 180-degree turn.
So with Darden's success, and you were not done, you started looking into the largest supermarket chain in the United States, or at least the largest supermarket holding company, Kroger, which has such brands as Kroger and Ralph's in California and Harris Teeter. What happened there?
Yeah, Kroger is a lot more complicated than Darden because most of their staff is unionized, and there's different union contracts all around the country, and each one has different sick leave provisions. So I started communicating with Kroger employees all around the country and found there were full-time employees that had paid sick leave, and it was available 90 days after they started working. There were people who were full-time who had sick leave, but they had to wait a year to get sick leave. And then there were people, for example, Kroger employees in Texas, who never get paid sick leave. I talked to people who had worked there 15, 20 years and had never gotten paid sick leave.
You have a voicemail from the president of one of the Kroger brands, Fred Meyer, to his employees.
Hi, this is Dennis Gibson, president of Fred Meyer. I want to thank you for being there for our customers, our communities, and each other. As a token of gratitude, each of you will receive $25 for groceries added to your rewards card today.
The Kroger employees that I had been talking to were pretty upset about the voicemail, and in different divisions, they had different ways of communication, but none of it went over very well with the employees.
Not all of the grocery corporations were as stingy. The Publix grocery chain had a much better policy, no?
Yeah, and actually, I think that was probably key to changing Kroger's minds on this. Publix was saying, if you have symptoms, you can stay home and we will pay you. And even if you need to take care of someone else who has symptoms. And I actually sent it to Kroger to see if they had any reaction, which they did not.
But after your story landed, Kroger did expand its policy. In what ways?
Well, on Saturday, which was about a week after I published the first story, they did adopt a policy that is similar to Publix, although not quite as good. They will now offer paid sick leave to people who are having COVID-19 symptoms or who place themselves into self-quarantine. But in both cases, they want those decisions and the symptoms verified by your doctor. So it's easier to get some proof from your doctor that says, hey, you should stay home because of these symptoms, I'm concerned, than it is to get a positive test back, but it can still be difficult for some people, especially if you lack health insurance.
In your reporting, you point out that there's so many laws and regulations in so many different jurisdictions. Is there in the offing any kind of national legislation that will make it one rule for all workers and all employees across the board?
Well, Congress actually just passed a great bill with a very aggressive paid sick leave policy, at least for this current crisis, requiring all employers to provide paid sick leave, and then also with the declaration of a national health emergency, immediately give everyone 14 days that they could use to protect themselves during that time. But what happened was it went from a requirement from all employers to a requirement that only applies to companies that have between 50 and 500 employees. So with that change, they left out 80% of workers in the United States.
All right. You can understand the 50 because these are small businesses, but over 500, I simply do not understand why there would be a carve out for large companies with big payrolls.
For the companies between 500 and 50, the sick leave was going to be subsidized with a tax credit. So they were going to essentially be paid back by the government for the money that it cost them to provide this sick leave to their employees. And people were saying, well, we don't want to subsidize these big companies like Amazon and Kroger and whoever else. But what doesn't make sense about that was they could have, of course, just required those companies to provide paid sick leave and not paid for it. But that was something that apparently was a deal breaker for enough people that it wasn't included in the law. I mean, I think like many people, the supermarket is pretty much the only business right now that I'm patronizing. And I definitely am much more aware of how critical these folks are, how essential that they are, and how critical it is for the safety of everyone else that they're treated properly.
Yeah, if I say to you essential workers, you're thinking first responders, police, fire, ambulance, not necessarily someone working the checkout down at the Giant.
You know, I've been doing a lot of reporting on corporate responsibility, but I think that the connection between that and the people on the lower end of the economic ladder is really critical. And I hope that I'm able to keep finding useful ways to do this kind of reporting, even in the context of a non-pandemic instead of just during a pandemic.
Well, John, thank you very much. Congratulations on your reporting and be well.
Thank you.
Judd Legum is the author and founder of Popular Information, a newsletter about politics and power. You can find it at popular.info.